Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 12th of July, 2015. Welcome all of you who are joining for the first time, and those who of you who have been coming and going, or maybe perhaps even joining every time we come together on Sundays here at Pillai Center through this special free weekly call service. And what makes this so special is that we follow the movement of the sun. So the sun is going to be seen as and experienced as something that has been shared by the greats throughout the ages, as the sun represents our soul, our intelligence, that highest divine intelligence that makes us to be able to evolve and make our world a better world. Without the sun, we wouldn't have growth on the earth plane in and of itself, and then also how would we grow in our lives? So the sun has affects our physiology, our physicality, our mental, emotional bodies, and our spiritual body. So the sun is transiting every 30 days or so, and today is we're going to have Radha, our Vedic astrologer, who is going to share with us about the transit of the sun as it moves into the sign of Cancer. And that happens to be the natural fourth house of the zodiac. And we may not understand anything about astrology. In fact, we don't really need to, because Radha is so great at sharing about how the transit affects each house and each sign, and then she gives us practical tips for those who don't necessarily want to, delve too much into that, the esoteric or the science of astrology, the esoteric meaning or the science of astrology and how all of that impacts the life. But it's more, what is the sun going to illuminate in our lives? So which area of our life is it going to illuminate? And what does that mean to us? And what does that mean at the soul level? Because how do we know when our soul is telling us what it is that we need to do? It can be, a difficult process or a challenging process, because that's how we grow. Anything in life that has growth has to go through a bit of challenge. If you didn't have any challenges, you wouldn't really know if you were growing or evolving. So the sun is going to be moving into a sign that is known as being an emotional sign. It's ruled by the moon. And the moon represents our mind. And when we can get clarity in our mind, and then the sun illuminates that aspect of our soul that wants to speak to our mind and tell us how to navigate in life in a more intelligent and wise way, and so that we're living our soul's purpose, not somewhere down the road, but in the moment. So without further ado, I'm going to open the line for Radha to share about this powerful astrological transit. So for the next 30 days, we have a heads up, a road map of what areas in our life will be affected by the sun transit, and then how we can enjoy the benefits and maybe avoid those situations that are going to cause our disturbances to us, or will be in more natural flow of things rather than going against the grain and expecting it to be, a life of grace and ease. So, and then she's also going to be sharing about Jupiter's transiting. That's a big transit. She'll talk more about that and also the other planets. So, without further ado, let's open up the line for Radha. One second, Radha. Yeah, so you can go ahead, Radha. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Radha. Thanks for joining.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi,
it's a little.
This is Radha. I'm happy to be here. And yeah, it's great to hear your voice, Sucharita.
Yeah. One second, Radha. It's a little bit.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
a little
there's a lot
bit
going on this month.
One second, Radha. Hello, Radha?
Yes.
The line is a little bit...
Yes. Is that better?
You sound like you're in a fishbowl. Could you... Are you near electrical equipment?
Okay, let me call it on my other phone.
Yeah. Sorry about that, everyone. Rod is just going to switch
phones.
Let
me call on my other phone quickly.
Okay. So Rod is just going to switch phones, and then I'll just share with you what I know about, I don't know too much about anything, but what I've read on AstroVid and what I've experienced over the years when the planet like Jupiter or Saturn or Rahu Ketu, those are big planets, meaning that they are big in size, but also, especially Jupiter and Saturn, Rahu Ketu are invisible planets, but they have a big effect. So that's what we're going to hear about is when Jupiter is transiting, it's going to give us an effect in a particular area, or saw a few areas of life, that maybe for 1 year you can focus on and really experience some transformation. So whenever a big planet like that is transiting, it will transit for a certain period of time. So Jupiter transits for 1 year. And we can maybe take a little retrospective look on how our life has been affected by the last year's transit of Jupiter. Where did you experience luck in your life? Where did you experience fortune or more intelligence or more connection to your spiritual path or connection to your spiritual teachers? Or where did you experience some, happiness in the family, in your interpersonal relationships? Because Jupiter is all about wanting you to feel optimistic about life. And so it was transiting in Cancer, and that was a sign that it tends to be known as being exalted, but some astrologers will say it's only for the first 5 degrees of exaltation that it is fully exalted, and then it's normally, it acts normal within that sign. But we'll see what Radha has to say. Radha, are you there? Radha? Oh, dear. Radha, you're unmuted. Now you just muted yourself. So, yeah, now you're unmuted. Are you speaking? Are you trying? I don't see the use. The bar is moving.
Hello.
There you are.
Yay! Oh, can you hear me? Okay, good. We had some technical problems today.
Maybe you might give us some insights about that. Okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to think about that one because I wouldn't expect there to be. Yeah, okay. You never know what happens though.
But. Well, hey, this could mean that whatever you're going to say is going to be very, very important. So everybody has to listen with that understanding that it's going to whatever is going to be shared is going to be very meaningful for you. So if you can have that open mind and heart. And take in what Rod is going to say. It will tweak or inspire you to think about your life and all the wonderful things that are going to happen. Go ahead, Radha.
Okay, great. Well, there's a lot is going to be happening this month. We have Guru Purnima. We have a couple pradoshams for getting rid of debt karma. We have a really powerful new moon day for the ancestors. And we have a huge Jupiter transit, as you mentioned, that's happening tomorrow. But let's just start off with the Sun is going to be entering Cancer on this Thursday, July 16th. And this is this initiates what we call the Tamil month of Adi. And the day that Sun enters Cancer is considered to be the Vedic summer solstice. So after that, for the next 6 months, the Sun is going to be traveling southward in the zodiac. So Sun is going to be entering Cancer this month, and this is going to activate goddess consciousness in a big way. And that's because, as we talked about, you know, the Sun is activity, vitality, intelligence. The Sun is a king.
And the moon is the queen. And so the sun is going to be like in the queen's house, in the queen's palace or the queen's chambers. And so he's really going to give his support for the queen's energy, which is very much associated with goddess consciousness. And at the same time, the sun is not going to be completely comfortable in Cancer, because Cancer is the 12th house from his own house of Leo. And so, you know, if you do feel, there could be some tendency this month towards feeling lazy or some fears, worries, anger, excess emotions. But then again, the remedy to this, as Astrovet has noted in her recent newsletters, is to honor the goddess. And especially on Friday, the next five Fridays of this month are going to be very powerful for honoring the goddess. And this is important because goddess energy is also called Shakti, and it's a creative force that underlies everything in the universe. And we all have this potential inside of us to develop a relationship with the goddess. And during this month, it's just going to be especially easier to connect with the goddess energy. And why would we want to do that? It's really important to have the goddess energy to accomplish everything, from enlightenment to experiencing love in your life, abundance, all types of abundance, high intelligence, and manifesting. And before I go on, I forgot to mention that a little bit about Cancer. It's the most nurturing and emotionally sensitive of all the signs. And it's a watery sign. It's called Karpita in Sanskrit. And its symbol is a crab. And that's kind of interesting. A crab is a crustacean, and it's sensitive to its environment. It can go only so far into the ocean, into the water, and then it has to go back and it can into the beach on the land, and it can only go so far into the land too. So it's kind of like going in between the two worlds. And it's just an emotional sign and can help us to become more open or in touch with our feelings. But it's important to have a good sense of home base. So the goddess energy this month, it's going to be especially strong on each of the five Fridays. And they even have a special name, which are called Adi Vellis. And it's definitely recommended to honor the goddess on these Fridays. You can do it very simply at home just by offering things such as a candlelight, incense, flowers, some raisins or some fruit. And you offer that to a picture of a goddess, or a yantra of a goddess, or a statue of a goddess. And the goddess comes in many forms, as you know. And you can chant one of her mantras. And if you'd like to learn more about the different forms of the goddess that Astrovet is going to be invoking, we'll have a link for that on the blog post. And I'll just quickly mention that each of those these special Fridays that we're going to be having, starting with this Friday, will help you to connect to a different aspect of goddess energy. So the first one, which will be this Friday, you can connect to the goddess energy of unconditional love. The next one will be goddess energy of having big ambitions. The third one is goddess energy of being blessed with prosperity through following your heart. The next one is goddess energy to terminate negativity and burn through illusion. And the final one is goddess energy to get support from others and align yourself with wisdom to achieve success. And that is what the astrological researchers have identified. And we'll have a link if you want to read more about that on Astrovet. Astrovet's actually is going to be this Friday, the 17th, they're going to do a very special live webcast called a Bhagavati Seva. I don't think they've ever done this, but it's a special ritual from the South India in Kerala, where they invoke the supreme goddess Rajarajeshwari, and it's for prosperity and fulfilling desires. So it's something that one can participate in by proxy and watch the webcast, or you can just watch the webcast. And that'll be like 8:30 in the morning this Friday. They'll have the webcast. So we're going to have a big Jupiter transit, and it's definitely it's starting now, but officially Jupiter's move into Leo is going to be taking place about 8:15 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, which is July 13th. So this is when Jupiter is going to be changing houses from Cancer to Leo. And Leo is called Simha in Sanskrit, and it's a sign of royalty, leadership, and power. And it's going to be a very friendly environment for Jupiter. So that means that's a good thing. That means that Jupiter is going to feel really comfortable, and he's going to be able to do his work well, because, you know, each of the planets has a job description. But we have jobs, almost all of us, and the planets have jobs too. And Jupiter, he's the 200% planet of spiritual blessings and material blessings. So Asteroid has noted that Jupiter and Leo can help you to achieve, to win, and to celebrate. Now, Jupiter, as Sucharita mentioned, Jupiter is a big planet. Jupiter moves slowly, and he spends about 1 year in each zodiac sign. So this transit's a really important event, because it's really going to set the energy for the next 12 months. And it will affect all of us, definitely, whether we know it or not. And it will affect us differently depending on our own astrological chart of when we were born. And we will have a link on the blog where you can visit Astroved, or you could just visit Astroved too if you can't wait, and you can find it there, where you can get a general prediction of what the Jupiter transit will hold for you. And it's based on your moon sign. It's based on the sign where the moon was located when you were born. So basically, for some people, you know, Jupiter will be moving into their fifth house of children, of God, of entrepreneurship. For someone else, Jupiter is moving into their second house, which has to do with income and friends and eating and speaking. So it'll be a different effect for different people. And it's kind of like the weather. It's going to affect all of us. So Jupiter in Leo, as opposed to Cancer, it's going to be like a new wave of energy is coming in. And if you're surfing, it's easier to catch the wave more towards like at the beginning, as opposed to try to come in the middle when the wave has already gathered a lot of momentum. So that's why it's really beneficial to honor Jupiter on the transit day and catch the wave at the beginning. And you can do this very simply. You can chant Jupiter's mantra, which is one of them, which is Om Gurave Namaha. You can chant it on the transit day, which is tomorrow. And then Dr. Pillai, he actually did a video about Jupiter transit, and he recommended chanting this mantra during Jupiter Horas. And of course, you can always do it on a Thursday, which is Jupiter's day. And this is to really get in touch with the Jupiter, the 200% planet. And another great thing, there's going to be another free live fire ritual webcast for the transit. Astroved is having like 3 webcasts that we're going to be free to watch this month. So, excuse me, it's going to be a really great way to catch the wave and to get of the new energy. And it's going to be this Tuesday, and it's going to be at 9:30 in the morning Eastern time. And by the way, Jupiter's color is yellow, and Jupiter's an energy of expansion. Jupiter expands wherever he is. So definitely check out AstroVed to find out the general predictions based on your moon sign. And if you feel inspired, you can order, you can buy like a more detailed report, which would be more specific to you based on your birth chart, if you feel inspired to do that. And let's see. I just want to give you a heads up about the other couple other things this month. There's going to be two Pratoshams this month that are going to be great for busting debt karma. But actually, before we get to that, there's going to be a Pratosham later on today. If you're in the West Coast, it'll be Pratosham time in the West Coast before sunset even. So, and you can celebrate Pratosham tomorrow too. And I was just looking at that calendar. I'm in the West Coast and thinking, and I just decided that I'm going to celebrate Pratosham on tonight and tomorrow night because I feel the need to get rid of some more karma. And on the East Coast, it's more like just happening tomorrow. And any Pratosham that happens on a Monday is especially powerful. It's called a Soma Pratosham. And AstroVed noted, this is interesting, that the Pratoshams on Mondays can give you sustained growth in life through conscious spiritual efforts. So basically, you know, a simple hydration ritual is what you can do on Pratosham to invoke Lord Shiva to come and to clear your karma. It's best to do this about starting like an hour and a half before sunset up through the time of sunset. And you just pour the water. You can use also milk, juice. You pour it on a Shiva Linga. And you chant the karma busting mantra, which is Tirunila Kantam Makaral Shivaya Namah. And visualizing blue light in your throat, and praying for your karma to be dissolved. And then you can also, to remove even more karma, you can roll a lime or a coconut on your throat, your head, your shoulders, while chanting the mantra. And then you cut the lime and throw it away, or break the coconut and throw it away. And you can do that for multiple limes or coconuts, you know, if you feel the need to do that. And this really helps us to break free of karmic patterns. And so that's happening tonight / tomorrow. But then later on this month, there'll be two Pratoshams on Tuesdays. It'll be July 28th and then August 11th. And then, so when it happens on a Tuesday, it's a special day where we can get rid of debt consciousness, which is very important because it's a common problem. And then we can get more into the opposite of debt consciousness, which is savings consciousness. And if you come onto the Sundays with Sutrita College, you'll get reminders when we're closer to those days. But the other big thing that's happening this month is the full moon of the Guru, and that's called Guru Purnima. It's going to be on Thursday, July 30th. This is a really, really powerful day of the year. Every year it is. This is the best day of the year to pay respect, to reconnect to God and to your guru, your spiritual teacher or spiritual teachers, and you can experience spiritual and material blessings. Jupiter is going to be in Leo at the time, and then Venus is going to be right there with Jupiter too. And Venus being the planet of love and devotion, arts and beauty, luxury. So it's going to be a wonderful time, and it's a great time to be grateful to your spiritual teacher, to connect to your spiritual teacher. It's a great time to make a donation to charity too. And Dr. Pillai, there's still time for those who are able to attend his 5-day retreat in Mount Shasta during this time frame, or you can join virtually via a 2-hour live initiation call that he'll be having on July 30th. And they have, like, lots of different packages of how you could participate virtually, and it looks really fun. So that's just a huge, huge shift that happens on that day every year. And something interesting that AstroVed noted in their write-up about that day is that on all the full moon days throughout the year, all the goddesses are literally here on the earth plane walking among us. And so that's going to be true for this upcoming full moon. But then as it's Guru Purnima, they say that all the gurus from the ages, they come to the earth plane and their energy is really available for us. And just the last thing to mention, the full moon that happens, I'm sorry, the new moon that happens 2 weeks later, it'll be August 13th, is a special one. It's called Adi Amavasya. Basically, it's when the new moon occurs during the month of Adi. It's especially easy to do the ancestor offering and to help your ancestors go into the light, be released from suffering, and to bless you instead of the negative alternative where some of the problematic ancestors are kind of trapped on the earth plane, hanging out with us and giving us problems. So this is going to be a great time, August 13th, to try out Dr. Pillai's new updated tarpanum technique. It's very simple, and it's basically for, if you have a chronic lifelong issue, perhaps with finances, perhaps with health, perhaps with relationships, a lot of times the source of a chronic condition like that is a problematic ancestor. And so what you do is you do the basic tarpanum technique where you have, you offer in your right hand the black sesame seeds with some rice flour and water to your ancestors, but you call on the ancestor who is causing that specific problem to come forward and accept your offering, and you pray that they go into the light, they be released, their karmas be dissolved, and in exchange that they leave you, they set you free, and they stop corrupting your soul DNA. So that's a great technique to do any day, any time. But if you don't do it on any other days, definitely try to do it on the new moon day that we'll have in about a month from now. So there are a lot of energy vortexes basically happening this month, powerful days happening this month. So I think just the take-home message for the next 30 days is to embrace the goddess, honor the goddess, enjoy the energies this month, honor your spiritual teacher, and keep in touch and let us know how it goes. And that's the forecast for the next month. So, Sucharita, do you have any comments on the next month and all the upcoming energetic events?
It's always a pleasure to have you, Radha, because you totally inspire me and motivate me and the rest of the members here. I always hear from them right after this transit talk, in that it helps us to focus our mind, our goals. We can put these power times into our consciousness, maybe even build it right into our calendars, which I do. I'm old school still. I have a calendar, a day timer that I open up and I write with my hand. Some people have it on their calendars, on their smartphones or on their computers. But so I write it in right away. Okay, when's the new moon? When's the full moon? When are those pradosham times? All these power times, like you were saying, are actually vortexes or vortices of energy that we can tap into wherever we are in the world. And we can know that the divine is beaming down at that time, and we can align ourselves with that consciousness, and when we align ourselves just by being aware, oh, this is a pradosham. I have not been able to have a breakthrough in my debts, or I have not been able to start saving, or I have not been able to save without spending it again on something else. So it will really help us in these, when you were sharing about the pradoshams. And maybe I'm focusing on that because so many people write in and say, I've done everything and nothing is happening. Well, when we see that these pradosham times are happening only a few times a year, we have to be in alignment with that energy to get that boost, to bust through that karma that has been long-standing. So during these two pradosham times, which we will speak about every week as we go along to make sure that we don't miss it. And, you know, there's a pradosham coming up, a soma pradosham, as you were mentioning, Radha, is you can, if you're in the West Coast or wherever you are in the world, and it's pradosham is about an hour and a half before sunset time. So check that out, whether that's today or tomorrow. It might be spanning both days. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's still a very powerful time because you're tapping into a soma pradosham, either just before it or during it. And a soma pradosham, soma means a couple of things. It can mean the body. So, and it can mean the amrita or that healing energy. So your body and your mind, and it also can represent mind. So your body and your mind can open up to a new way of healing. So when we are aware of what it is that we want to heal, then all that energy will go to that. So it's kind of like we're saying, okay, you know, I'll use the analogy of going into surgery. They're going to open you up and then take out the junk, so get rid of the negative energy or negative karma, whatever is causing you trouble in your life. And then, you know, after the surgery, then you can start to heal. So you can start to heal if you have a problem. However, it's easier when that thing is gone from you. And so when you were saying that, you know, Lord Shiva is a divine being who will kind of like suck out the poison. It will take the poison from your life. So divine being can mean that not just a figure or an archetype, it's an energy. So that energy comes in and absorbs the negativity in your life, absorbs the karma in your life. So it's really, really, really important that you observe these days. And like you said, Radha, it only takes a couple of minutes to take some water. You can use juice or milk. There's a whole hydration process. You can read about that on Pillai Center or AstroVet on how they do it. You can watch it being done on different videos. You don't have to do all that necessarily in your own home. You can just take some water and pour it on a Shiva Lingam if you have one, or a Shiva Yantra if you don't have a Shiva Lingam, just something that represents that being. And the reason we do that is so that the mind will stay focused on something. If you don't have any of that, you can use a gemstone or a rock or something that represents that energy. And then you pour the water and as if you're cleansing. You know, you're taking a shower. But this is, you know, a very simple spiritual tool that is more meaningful than you or I, Radha, could ever describe to anyone, because it's beyond even all the literature and whatever has been written in the sacred texts. So Dr. Pillai has said that just doing this is like taking a Tylenol if you have a headache. You don't have to know how it works. Just do the thing, and you will feel better. And then for those people who want to do the lime and the coconut, it's really important. We stress this over and over, and some people might be saying, yeah, I know, but will they do it? They might not. Or they will just do it without really surrendering to it. And I know how that feels. I've done it just doing it mechanically, and then I've done it where I've said, okay, I've been doing this mechanically. I've got to really change my mindset. I've really got to focus on this is the time. I've been doing it mechanically. I've been building up. I've been, you know, peeling away the layers of karma that are blocking my progress in life. And then there will come a point, especially on a Monday, because it's all about your emotions. It's all about your mind. It's all about how your desires are. So you'll naturally feel more as you're doing this. And even on a Sunday, if it's, some people are going to be doing it today, the sun represents your soul. So at a very deep, deep, deep level, you'll be able to bring forth whatever is poisoning your life. And then it gets washed away. And so this is the spiritual technology that you can use. And then you can follow up with the lamb or the lime or lemon or coconut. And as you said, you roll it around your throat and body parts that are causing pain. And you can think about, you know, your debt karma, relationship karma, and your health karma. Those are the main things that Dr. Pillai, since Father's Day, Dr. Pillai said on Father's Day, there was a video, so check it out on Pillai Center. I think we also put it on the blog too, the link. On Father's Day, he said from this Father's Day, which was June something 2013, maybe halfway through June, 2015 to 2016, so 12 months from June, he said he's going to empower everyone like a father would. He's a spiritual father. So he's going to empower everyone to make a positive change in your life. As if your father was guiding you, maybe the father you never had, or the father that you do have, you're going to get those blessings to transform three areas of your life. Finances, money, career can be related to that, job can be related to that, any kind of investment can be related to that, savings consciousness can be related to that. Your health of the body, if you have a healthy body, health of the mind, if you have a healthy mind, health at the level of the soul where there's all your ancestors have moved to higher realms and are blessing you. How will you know? Everything in your life will be good. So, and then the third thing is your relationships, your interpersonal relationship. First and foremost is your relationship with yourself and your higher self, meaning God. You're always connected to that. You're communing with that. And then your relationship with others, your family, your friends, your colleagues, your people on the spiritual path, whatever those relationships are, all your interpersonal relationships, and then, you know, just regular interactions with others. So you're not, you know, flipping the finger when someone cuts you off on the highway, or when, like, you're here in Toronto, the Pan Am Games are happening and they've shut down a main lane on the highways and everybody's mad about that because it's used for the athletes. But it creates so much congestion and so many people are so upset. And all that upset, can you imagine? All that upset with thousands and thousands of cars, you know, stuck, and all that energy is all congested. And then you're immersing yourself in it. So we don't have, I'm just using that analogy. Because when we create, when we always look at our interpersonal relationships and we speak about them to ourselves or to other people about how bad they are, or this person is this and this person is that, we sound, first of all, we sound like children bickering to our parents. Oh, she did this, he did that, right? That's where it starts. And then that gets reinforced, maybe by our parents, maybe by whoever. But we have to come out of that, and we have to be able to see, oh, there's where I create my own poison. I may be talking about this person, that person, in a way that, yes, it could be right or it could be wrong, whatever, but it's poisoning my progress. It's creating energy that is congesting, and I'm creating my own potholes on the road, so to speak. And then I'm getting mad at it, right? So Dr. Pillai said from this Father's Day until next Father's Day, June 2016, expect to have transformed those three areas, money, relationship, and health. Those are the main areas. Because even though you say, well, I don't care about all that, I just want to be spiritual. And Dr. Pillai will say, what? You have to have a 200% life, because even if you feel like you're spiritual, you'll be tested by others. And you'll see how spiritual you are. Or you'll try to be spiritual and you want to go and get a power initiation, from your guru in person or maybe online on those times that it is available. And then what will happen is you don't have the money to do it. And then you'll be mad. You'll be upset. And then your job, I don't care about this, I'll just make, $10 an hour. But then you won't have any satisfaction doing that. You won't be able to afford anything else. And then that causes you frustration. So we're only doing a head fake to ourselves when we say that we shouldn't care about money, health, and relationships. Because as soon as you start to get disappointed or sad, that affects your health. And you may not it may not manifest as ill health in the beginning. But over time, you can backtrack. And there's so many studies that say how the mind affects the health. And so you can backtrack if you manifest some sort of age-related or chronic disease. And because that's why it's called disease, it's dis-ease. You're not at ease. And then over a long period of time, then you can develop a physical ailment. The one thing that you had mentioned was about the Adi Amavasya. And Amavasya means new moon. And Adi is the month, as Radha was saying, between July 15th and August 15th. And that is a time where you can really, it's kind of like all the ancestors are going to come to the earth plane at that time. So you want to participate in some sort of new moon offering, and you can just do that at home with your ancestor tarpanum practice. But really, if you haven't started this practice already, please start to do it, because it was at that Father's Day call that Dr. Pillai had said. You want to propitiate the ancestors in this new way, the ones that are causing you pain in any of those areas. So health, relationships, and in finances. So you'll start to, when you do that offering, at least for myself and those of you who have written in and shared about your own experiences, when I'm doing that new addition to the tarpanum practice, I will literally and experientially, physically feel an energy being released from areas in my body that have been pain or stiffness, and I'll feel it being alleviated. Almost like instantaneously. And I, again, we've talked about how much time you need to spend doing this. You can just have it all set up, and it's only a matter of a couple of minutes at the most. And that is a long time to really tune in and feel and experience what is happening at that level. As you're making the offering and this energy is leaving you, there can be an emotional release as well. There can be a clarity, a thought that will come, oh, I have clarity about my finances. I have clarity about how I'm going to be in relationship. I have clarity about how I'm feeling with respect to my health and well-being. So, and then as you do that daily, you will really, be going at those ancestors who have been causing chronic, long-term problems in finances, health, and relationships. And you'll start to feel, and not only feel it in that moment that you're doing it, it sets the stage for your day. And then as your day goes on, you may have experienced, these situations, you're going to have to interact with people who, kind of get under your skin, or, might even be family, or can be your job, can be anything that impacts your finances, health, and relationships. So you'll start to see things, the grace that starts to come from the ancestors who have always been wanting to bless you, but it's getting blocked by those who are disturbing. So when you say it as the way Dr. Pillai has shared, take this offering and leave me. Stop corrupting my DNA. And that's what I imagine. I imagine that energy leaving at that level of the DNA, like really deep in the soul, or in the cell. Yeah, in the soul. And in the cells of the body, right? The cells that make up your tissues, that make up your, all the different organs and muscles and bones and things like that, joints. As we get older, we usually feel it in those areas, right? So we want to stop that process of decay and accepting that this is just old age. No, it's the ancestors hammering on you that are upset for whatever reason. And we don't need to know who they are. We just need them to take the offering and leave. Leave our DNA. Stop corrupting it. And then you'll experience that release. And then also you'll look in the areas of your life every day. Be alert. Be aware. That's what Dr. Pillai said. Be alert for when the miracle comes or you miss it. The miracle can happen, but then you miss it. And then you say nothing is happening. But you haven't even counted your blessings. So count your blessings. Keep focusing on that. Don't worry about whatever anyone else is doing. This is the time as Jupiter is transiting into Leo. Radha mentioned it's a regal sign. So this is going to set the stage of your life for the next 12 months. Next 12 months. And the next 12 years until it comes back to Sun transiting Leo again. Because each year it transits a new sign. So for the next 12 years, you will be the king in your life. You will hold that highest position for yourself. As we've mentioned and we've been experiencing in the meditation practices here or maybe in other programs or if you've been on trips with Dr. Pillai or seminars or events, you understand that the kingdom is within. But how do you express that outside? How do you make that to show up outside in your life, in your everyday life? So Jupiter will really help you to understand that and take hold of that. So if you can get a Jupiter transit report for this year, because when we look at the transit reports in general, it's kind of like opening up the newspaper and saying all Pisceans are the same. This is what's going to all happen to all Pisceans. This is what's going to happen to all those people born under Aries or under Leo or under Gemini or whatever the sign is, right? So it's not true. That's a general blanket experience. So it's a vortex of the sun moving into the sign Leo, that constellation, which is not just a bunch of stars and planets up in the sky. They're emanating rays. As Dr. Pillai said, they are emanating all kinds of different rays, ultraviolet, X-ray, gamma ray, all these different rays that you don't need to get into. But you have to understand, trying to give you the picture, that there's the rays of energy, and that energy has an intelligence, and it will either pound on you and make you to get alert, and that could be through difficulties or challenges, or you may be absorbing it and expressing whoa, this grace is flowing through me, and I feel very optimistic. I feel like I'm in the driver's seat of my life. I feel like for once I understand where I'm going. I have clarity. And how will you know that? Well, you pray to Jupiter. You get more insights. Going to a live astrology consultation is another way. If you don't, you know, understand anything about it, you just go to an astrologer and they will say, oh, Jupiter's impacting you here, here, and here. These are the areas of your life that you need to focus on. This is what's coming up. And it gives you a whole year ahead. And so you can talk to the astrologer like a counselor would. And you can say, hey, what are the challenges? What are the good fortune? What's the good thing that I need to look for, the areas in my life? What can I expect coming to me? Ask, right? Ask is a mantra, as Dr. Ply says. So Jupiter will in Leo will make you to feel very much like a king. Or, you know, I'm just saying that not in the sense of its masculine energy, but you'll feel like you're in control of your life, and you'll feel like you have the authority over whatever is happening to you. And, you know, and you'll rule in the way, you'll rule your life in the way as a good king would, not someone who is dominating and causing problems for the rest, right? Or seen as someone who is untouchable. You want to be a good king will just be, you know, moving about and getting good feedback from the people and understanding what their needs are. And then there's a beautiful harmony in the kingdom. So every interaction that you have with yourself, with God, your connection to your higher self, God consciousness or divine beings, that will come more and more too, because Jupiter also gives you that intelligence to connect. That highest or regal or royal intelligence will be developed within you. It will be expansive because Jupiter is an expansive planet. It's not only big, those beams of energy and intelligence are coming to you. Fortune, luck, and grace, and all the rest, guidance, guru, spiritual understanding, you will have those aha moments where click, click, everything click, click, click. I've been working, and now it's all clicking into place, right? It's kind of like you'll understand all the blessings that are coming to you, and you'll understand what to do with those blessings. You'll be it's kind of like you'll get the, you know, you'll hit the jackpot. All the wealth will come to you, and then you'll understand, oh, I need to do this, 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 and this with it. And then Radha shared about being charitable. You know, Guru Purnima is coming up. That's the time of the year where people say, I want to honor Dr. Pillai. I want to give him something. Do you know of anyone who's going to be in Mount Shasta, for example, this year? Can you tell them, you know, can I give them a gift to give to Dr. Pillai? I say, don't bother. Because he won't take it. He'll take it, he'll accept it, he'll give it to somebody else. I'm sorry to say this, but it happens all the time. He doesn't need anything, he doesn't want anything. What he wants is for you to give a gift that keeps on giving. Not only paying it forward because you've been blessed so much in your life, but it helps to uplift another. So he has set up all the different sponsorship, the programs that are available through Tripura Foundation. And what that does, because a spiritual master has set up a charity like that, or these opportunities to develop other people, uplift other people who need it more so than anyone else, is that those blessings help them, but they get spiritualized. And then those spiritual energies come back to you and they give you a thousandfold upliftment on your spiritual path. So there's kind of like when you get on the spiritual path, there's kind of like a checklist. So have you done your charities? Have you done your spiritual practices? Have you had your initiation? Have you, you know, experienced your karma so that all your desires are fulfilled and then you can move on to greater heights of being on the spiritual path of enlightenment and prosperity? So although that's not a written, well, it is written, but it's not so clear when you're working with when you meet a master and he's just kind of giving you tidbits here and there. You have to kind of fill in the blanks and figure it out as you go along, or join one of these programs and we'll help you to figure it out as you go along, because we've been doing that ourselves for the past 20 years. So, and in lifetimes too, and even before meeting Dr. Ply, you know that from day one you were a little bit different. You saw life differently. This isn't what life was all about only, with what you were seeing in your life. There was some other guiding force. And that guiding force has led you to where you are now. However you got here, this is where we are now. And so we have to understand, looking back maybe, oh, this is when I was doing this, this happened. When I did that, that happened. Right? So when you're with Dr. Ply and you want to give a gift to honor him and show gratitude to him on this day of the Guru, on the day of to acknowledge and honor the spiritual teacher and master, then you can participate in any of the programs that are offered through Tripura Foundation. I just experienced that the other day. I give monthly donations. I give, when I can give, I give depending on, you know, what my resources are at that month. So sometimes there will be a month where I've missed, but then sometimes there will be like, oh, I can make up for that. So I try to, across the board, a year, to give what I can over a year, because I know that the donation is going towards sponsoring something, a program. It can be feeding program. You can give food. You can give education. You can help the elderly. So depending on what resonates with you for that time period, you can give. So the Hope Centers are struggling right now. We've opened up Hope Centers through Tripura Foundation, and the sponsors have come into some hard times, so they had to request to drop out. Now, it breaks all of our hearts, and especially Dr. Ply, that these kids are so disappointed because they are missing out on their phonemic intelligence sounds, the programs that are offered through those centers, and also the nutritious snack, and also the opportunity to be with other kids who are helping to motivate them to come out of their struggling times, because these are the kids that are from the poorest of the poor, and so they're waiting for us to help them. So it was in honor of Dr. Ply's first granddaughter's birth that Mohini had shared through a Tripura Foundation newsletter to make an offering, because that's in honor of Dr. Ply, the birth of his granddaughter, and then also it's in honor of him as a spiritual master. That is one of his desires. And he's not going to push and say, you should do this or you should do that, but we feel it at the heart level. And what I did is I immediately said, oh my God, I'm so happy that I can give a gift, you know, a baby celebratory gift. And it's a very conscious gift. So I went on to Tripura Foundation site, and I saw their, you know, sponsor, donate here. And then it came up, and I clicked on the Hope Center. And the moment I clicked on it, I was thinking, yes, this is so great to be able to do this. But then as soon as I had made the donation, it said, you have successfully processed your donation, however it said it. And it was almost like this rush of energy came through the computer, or I don't even know, but I could feel this thrill of being able to give to a great cause, but also that which was coming back from me was, I just had this thought, thank you so much, Dr. Ply, thank you, Babaji, for giving me this experience within me that was long standing, and it was going on after that, long after that. This energy just kept moving through me, and I had a really great day, in spite of there were some really tough challenges for me. And I was like, okay, well, this is all that matters, right? In this moment, this is all that matters, is this energy is here. I feel like I've done a good thing to help, to do what I can to participate. And then the challenges that I had, they turned in my favor. And they turned, not just in my favor, but it just turned out okay. It seemed like it was just going to be like, oh, you know? But then something shifted. The consciousness shifted. So again, it's like this, we're always given clues on what it is that we can do, but until we take the steps in our life and go and grab those blessings, and then we can have that real full-on experience of what it does, not only for others, but for ourselves. And then it's like a gift that just keeps on giving. And then it, as I mentioned earlier, Jupiter moving through Cancer, that is also the regal sign, but it's also a very emotional. So you really feel, you know, emotions help you to feel. When you're dead, when you feel like there's no emotions, you're kind of like flatline in life. The uninspired. This energy comes in and inspires you and makes you to feel again, and to experience desires and want to have a passion to do something in life. And then that passion shows up. That thing that you can be passionate about shows up. So that's another thing that Guru's grace will do, or the spiritual master, the teacher will do for you. He works without, or she works without boundaries. So just because I'm sitting in front of my computer and clicking on a website, that energy is coming through. Mm-hmm. And we all know that when we get a bill in the mail and we have to pay it, and it's like, you know, so you know what your energy does there. Or you have to respond to an email that is quite disturbing. You see the person's name and you go, oh, or you see the subject line, you go, oh, and you don't even want to, you know, deal with it. So you know that energy transfers and affects us, whether it's online or offline, right? So you can't negate that. So when you are, when you're looking to get Guru's grace to help to expand that consciousness or that experience from within, so that you feel more regal in your life, no matter if you give $10 or whatever amount, because God only knows what you can give, and you should never feel bad about it or guilty about it or even, you know, proud about it. It's just that you have the ability, and God gave you with this ability to have the consciousness to even explore such something from so far away from you, and so, you know, beyond what you know is even going on. And the beauty is too, is you know that center is going to go, and those kids are going to be happy, and in their happiness and their evolution, where they had no hope whatsoever, but they kept praying, please open the center, please keep the center going. That's their mantra, because that's their only hope. So when we can do that and fulfill their wish, it's like that we have in Toronto, we have the Children's Wish Foundation. It's a big organization that fulfills the wishes of kids who are, you know, suffering, or they have cancer or something like that, and they, you know, it's kind of like the bucket list. You know, it's whatever they want in their life, and that wish gets fulfilled, and it helps them to come out of their terrible situation. And some, you know, some live and some don't, but they got their wish fulfilled. So with the kids that we are helping through these hope centers, that's Guru's grace coming through. You know, the first miracle in anyone's life is to have faith and hope. That's a miracle to even have faith and hope. And not just have it, but to take the steps to keep manifesting that in life. And what are you doing? You're manifesting miracles. And then when you manifest miracles every day of your life, then you know the grace of the divine is growing within you. And Guru's grace is amplifying that at these times, especially as Jupiter is coming into this really power time, a power position. So you will be the king of the year, the next 12 months, and then also of 12 years until it transits Jupiter again, returns. All the free webcasts, that's Jupiter's grace. So you can either participate by, you know, if you pay the, for the service, then your name and your birth star goes into that fire ritual or that fire lab, as they call it. And then if you can't, you can still get the blessings by watching it. So when you watch it, what happens is those rays, those spiritual transmission will hit your consciousness. And then that is your grace and blessings to receive. So if you don't show up on the webcast, how will you expect the blessings to come? So you have to, as Dr. Ply says, you have to show up so I can give you the grace, right? And again, if you can't go to Guru Purnima and Mount Shasta, it's not going to work for you time-wise, or you don't have the money. Someone also said, whenever I go on these trips, I just feel too overwhelmed that I can't, you know, focus back in my life and it's too overwhelming. Then fine. That's okay. Maybe somewhere down the road you'll be fine. So even though they can afford it in time and money, but they mentally, spiritually, emotionally, they are not prepared to go to that next level. So that's fine. But then you can also participate in it by proxy, by long distance. So you can, as we have shared, heard the sharings and shared ourselves, the experiences of people who got initiated in New York recently. And then some even went there, now I'm going to Mount Shasta to get more initiations. And so, you know, they're all for it. They're ready to do that. So we're all a little bit different, and that's what Dr. Ply does, is he gives us these different, many different options that are available to immerse yourself in these power vortexes, either virtually or by a teleconference. You'll still experience it. You'll experience that initiation, because God only knows what you can and cannot do. So don't stress out if you can't go in person for whatever reason. Just be at ease with it and allow the grace and the blessings, because it's the divine in you that's saying what you should do or should not do. So don't go against it. Don't go against that divine intelligence. Go with it and be celebrating with it. Oh, great. You're giving me this opportunity. Even if I have no money, you're still giving me opportunity. I have to trust in that and show up and have my hand out or hands up and ready to receive the blessings. And there was a call yesterday that Dr. Ply had done, and also Jay Radha and Mohini were there sharing about the outline of what is going to happen. So during those 5 days during the Guru Purnima, Mount Shasta. So you can listen to that call recording and then get the blessings from that, because just by listening, what could be, you could be participating in, maybe that call is going to wake something up in you where you say, okay, this is it. I have to go. Because on Tuesday night you're going to arrive, and the or might arrive before that if you want. But Tuesday night, the first day, is going to be the debt-clearing pradosham. And you're going to be with Dr. Ply, and it's going to be focused on getting rid of debt consciousness. And then you're in this vortex in Mount Shasta where the most powerful spiritual transmission can take place with the spiritual master who can give that gift. So you're in the right place at the right time with the right person, getting the right technology, and you're there ready to receive. So that's what will happen on that for the Tuesday. The Wednesday, you're going to get into some teachings. The Samadhi sleep starts. That's a three hours every day. You're going to be immersed in Samadhi sleep. And someone, I think it was Guldal, she had said, you know, she had had that experience previously where she said, once that energy was, that light was revealed to me, once I experienced it, I can always tap into it. And she had also further shared, you know, why are we leaving so soon? And then Jirata had said, we've been here for an hour and a half. So these Samadhi sleep, she thought it was like 2 minutes, you know, because the awareness is quick. It's like zing, there it is. But the whole time was immersed in it, didn't even know. So there's a complete out-of-body experience or some experience where you're immersed so deeply connected to your soul that you will know. So there's going to be Samadhi sleep for 3 hours that will feel like nothing has gone, no time has gone by, but so much will have happened. And then you will know. And the Thursday is the full moon of the Guru. That's the Guru Purnima. Purnima means full moon. And then Guru is the teacher, dispeller of darkness, gets rid of the junk, blocking your progress. And at that same time, there's going to be the fire lab in India that's going to be invoking Jupiter. And also Dakshina, which is, Dakshinamurti. That's the Murti, the form of a guru who transmits knowledge without speaking. Okay, so that's where there'll be a fire lab in Mount Shasta with the guru, Dr. Pillai, and then at the same time in India is going to be happening. And all the masters are going to be descending on the earth plane at that time. In this vortex where the Telosians, you can read about that, Mount Shasta, you can Google it, Mount Shasta and Telosians. And that's the community of people who live within the mountain. They're the spiritual people who cannot, they're going to be coming out and giving all this healing to those who are going to be tapping into that energy, who are eligible to take that energy on at this point in time and then heal themselves and bring that healing to the rest of the planet. So if that's something that you're, you know, tweaks you, then that might be pulling you to go as well. More Samadhi sleep, more teachings with Dr. Pillai, going into seminars, more rituals in the evenings for Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday is the wrap-up. So you can listen to that call or, you know, just go on to Pillai Center and read more again about it. Even if you've read it a few times, now there's a deeper understanding. And as Jupiter transits into Leo, it's going to pull you to be the king of the mountain. Because Mount Shasta is this huge mountain, and it's so beautiful there, and it's so unbelievable. Your third eye will just be throbbing. Even before, when I was driving from Nevada one time, and then from, it was from San Francisco, I think it was. Regardless, when I was just in the car getting closer to the mountain, you can't see the mountain, but then can start to feel this energy almost like pulling you. And then my third eye was just throbbing. And I just thought, whoa, this is incredible. And then as I got closer and closer, saw the mountain, I was just almost, in tears, like of gratitude. Thank God for bringing me to here, because I've been to so many different mountains. I've lived in British Columbia in the mountains and had beautiful experiences in the mountains, but nothing like being in the mountain at Mount Shasta. And then experiencing the healing and experiencing so many initiations And as we mentioned over the couple of years together and maybe other programs, initiations are just waking up different parts of our being that will help us to resonate and carry that light, the gold of the golden age, and help us to connect it all and integrate it and then be able to go into our lives and move forward from there on, experiencing our little heaven on earth. Within and outside of us. So it's a really power time. Those are my comments, Rod, if you're still there, about what you've shared to really, you know. Oh, and then also during full moon and during all these Adi Fridays, the goddess energy. If you've never experienced the goddess energy or you don't know what that is, then just tap in every Friday. And as Rod mentioned, just chant your favorite goddess mantra. You know, whether it's Shreem, Kleem, Reem, I'm, whatever goddess, you know, Om Dum Durgaye Namaha, you can, whatever goddess mantra is, resonates with you, for you, or helps you to be in alignment with the goddess energy. You can even, if you're going to go and get your astrology consultation, then you can ask the astrologer, what mantra is good for me to resonate with goddess? You know, because it depends on the planets in your chart, that there will be a goddess that is going to be really helpful for you and easy to connect with. And then they will say, okay, you can do this mantra. That will help you. Mm-hmm. So it's really a powerful time of the year, five weeks, five Fridays, where you can really immerse in the goddess energy and feel and experience on a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, soul level, but then in your life, things, you'll start to see all creation in a different way. You'll start to be more nurturing and loving and unconditionally supportive to one another. And you'll not judge yourself or other. Not in an intellectual level, but you'll be more in alignment with everyone. There'll be more joy and more caring and more nurturing coming through you. Because that energy is a shakti, is a spiritual energy that will compel you to take care. So pay attention to other people and don't just brush other people off. You know, you'll be more understanding, more empathetic, more compassionate. You'll want to be more charitable, whether that's actually physically giving something. But it can be just holding the space for others to just be the whatever they're going to be, you know, and then you'll see them to totally settle down. So that's the grace flowing. That's the arul, you know. And then you'll, in return, what will happen is you will feel that growing in you, expanding in you. Because Jupiter is going into that expansive sign, that royal quality, that high, high royal intelligence. As if you are, you know, connecting with the divine, those in divine seats in heaven, you know. You know, and Dr. Plyde talks so much about the Holy Spirit. In fact, he is doing a talk, a series on the teachings of Jesus. And I invite all of you to go and, you know, check those hangouts out for the past couple of weeks. He's doing one now. You're welcome to jump off or you can watch the recording of it. That when you are listening to him or watching the video, the webcast, the hangout, what happens is this spiritual transmission comes in. It hits your consciousness. And he's even giving beautiful, very short-term meditations. Doesn't take you too much time. So these meditation practices can be, yes, when you're sitting on your cushion and you're doing your meditation, or it can be just in everyday life. Whatever you're doing, you just take a moment and you just put it on the nostrils, then you put it on the pituitary gland and into the pineal gland. And when he has shared that with us virtually, and you watch it, then you are connecting with that, and there's the lock and key effect, opens the consciousness. So if you don't ever check these videos out, well, we can only give you, share with you how to get more blessings in a free way, you know, so you don't have to pay. All you need to do is pay attention. You have to pay attention, and show up and check it out. You don't even have to do it at the time that it's happening, although that can be good too for you if you want. So that's how you can get in connection with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is none other than Arul. Arul is none other than the goddess. It's also the God. It's also your communion with your higher self. So yeah, enjoy all this month ahead. People who are interested in seeing Dr. Pillai in person, again, he's on a great initiation tour. And you will know if you need to go, whether wherever you are in the world, whether you're in that city that is going to be, he's going to be there, or you jump on a plane and go and see him somewhere else. You will just know, that's what I got to do. And the divine is going to make me to do that. Everything will happen and unfold accordingly. So I think I've shared the feedback that I wanted to share, Radha. Are you there?
Hi, Sucharita. This is Radha again.
Yeah, great.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for all your comments. I got a lot out of it. And I just wanted to mention one more thing that I forgot to mention. There's actually going to be a new moon this Wednesday in North America, or it might even be starting in the West Coast, like in the late, like the early evening.
Okay.
And so, so I forgot to mention, you know, we got a powerful production this week, plus the Jupiter transit, plus the new moon, plus the sun is transiting towards the end of the week, so it's going to be action-packed.
Yeah, so we all know what that is, what happened, can happen, right, Radha, is that when there's so much energy coming in, it's really important to mark this on our calendar so that we can see, oh, geez, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling today? Just know that there's a lot of energy to come in that's coming in, and if you're not feeling great, then you got to take care. And so you can do these spiritual practices that you've shared, Radha, with us on these power days. So we don't have to wait till Adi Amavasya to practice our tarpanam. This new moon coming up in a couple of days, it will start to clear the path. It will start to get you'll start to get the blessings from the ancestors who their blessings have been blocked. So when you do this powerful tarpanam remedy at home, the offering, or you can go on, if you haven't checked it out on Astrovet or Pillai Center, you can propitiate the ancestors through the tarpanam offerings that are offered there. So it's an important time every day that we have shared this week and in the coming weeks. Put it on your calendar, or if you don't have your calendar handy, just go on to Pillai Center or Astrovet, and you can check, there's a tab that says events calendar. And so you can go onto that events calendar and then take those special events that are marked in that calendar, put it into your calendar. Or you can just visit, because everybody has a smartphone and they have access to internet through their computer or smartphone, you can get on to Pillai Center and Astrovet very easily. And then you can say, oh, that's why I feel this way. I better focus on praying to those energies that are available on that day, so I get on the good side. So, yeah. I think that's it as far as updates, and then thanks for sharing about all the, again, Radha, it's always such a pleasure because you put everything into perspective, so there's not just you know, an intellectual understanding. We have to take the steps to do the things in our daily life that will help us to focus on those areas of our life that we can get blessings from these divine influences. So thanks again for that.
Thank you. It's always good to be here, and I really enjoy the calls. And, yeah, I always enjoy hearing from people, too, how things are going with them.
Yeah. So at this point in the call, thanks for sharing that, Radha, because maybe if you're going to stick around, maybe some people have questions for you or they have comments about the transit talk that you've just shared. Do you mind hanging out for a bit?
Sure. I'll be here.
Okay, great. So this is the point of the call that you any of the members or listeners can just press *6 to open the line, and then you can ask a question or share your comments about anything that has been talked about in the first part of this call. So sometimes if you press *6 too many times, then it will kind of block you. So just take a little bit of a break and then compress again. Now, I know we didn't do a meditation. Maybe are there members? I'm going to open the line and just see if members want to do a little bit of a meditation. Okay, get ready if you're in a noisy area, maybe you want to mute, but I'm going to open the Oops. Okay, who wants to do a meditation?
I would like to do a meditation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. In a deep state of meditation, you can continue to do that as you wish. So the line is open again, and this is the time where we can ask questions or share our experiences, either about the meditation or anything that we've shared today, Radha, through the transit talk, or myself commenting on that. You just need to press *6. If you have anything to add, if there are any astrologers on the call, or those who are adepts at astrology and would like to share, please do. I hope I have this on the right setting. Yesterday during the call with Jai Radha, she was asking if there was anyone who had any questions, but then she had closed the line. Is there anyone here? Do you want to ask any questions or share any comments? Test the line. Okay, maybe that's it for today's call. Radha, do you have anything that you wanted to add or wrap up with?
Hi, this is Radha.
Hey, Radha.
No, I really don't have much to add. I think that's about it. I'm just happy to be here. I enjoyed the meditation.
good.
And, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up then. So thanks, everyone, for joining. Thanks again, Radha, for your all the information that you've shared and all the practical tips that and things that we can think about, and not just think about, but set our goals and our intentions to help us to manifest with more grace and ease as the coming weeks, as this week rolls out, first of all, and let's get through this week, and get the most out of this week. And then as the month goes on, and then as each month goes on after that. So thanks again for that, and wishing everyone a fabulous week ahead and month ahead if we don't hear from you, or if you're not going to be participating in the next few weeks until the next time. So God bless you all. And send in your questions if you have, or comments if you'd like, to sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com, or simply sucharita@applycenter.com. If you have any questions for Radha, can share those, and then I will forward those questions to Radha as well, or the comments to Radha. So thanks again, everyone, for joining. Thanks, Radha. And we'll see you next time. God bless. Bye-bye.